Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, on July 26th, I was on the 10th year of coming out as a transgender person. I came out of cross-dresser, but then a short time later came out as trans. But I look at July 26th, 2005 as a turning point, like coming out party, so to speak. And it's been quite a journey, to say the least. I've met challenges, many, twists and turns, but also very exciting. I've enjoyed this last decade, and the journey's been liberating, for one thing, thought-provoking. And also a feeling of completeness. Prior to this, I lived in normal life. I lived a normal life. Living the life of a typical male. Been doing things, played a lot of sports, all of my friends, a lot of high school activities, actually living life, job, everything. But one thing always was part of my life was feeling the difference. I felt that I was different. Never knew why. But it had nothing to do with the gender thing. No problem with being a male at all. Certainly wasn't a gender thing. If I now would, it was probably the same thing as mine. It wasn't a 24-hour thing where I was focused on it 24/7. Nor did it trouble me in any, constantly. I didn't have, I feel like I was a woman, I didn't feel dysphoric about my male gender at all. It was just that feeling that I was different. But I continued on doing life, just doing all my normal activities. And then came the time. Let's go back a little bit. My time in the military, I was in the military in 1972, November, I had a life-changing experience. That was a life-changing experience. And that has kept me like almost 43 years. Praise God. But yet, I still had that feeling of difference, felt something else that I needed to do to become complete, make myself complete. I always thought it was something I thought it would be doing some particular goal that perhaps God had me assigned me to do. I didn't have any particular goal at the time, didn't know what it was or what I was to do, but I thought that it was coming. You know, I never shut the door on that particular idea. So, well, in time will come. You know, not only will it be the right time, but be in the right place. You know, and then also being in the right company and the right people, or people that God has helped me to be that person. But then when the new millennium came, started feeling even more comfortable, not so much in my family, just the difference. You know, things began to happen. And things I'm a little bit ill at the time. A couple of times I was rushed out of here for apparent reason. It yeah, because it was unlikely. So I went back to college to find the food. I became really somber. Same back in the side of the catching for very well. You know, something I expected not to say before once. That I didn't know. I said to him, I wanted to break out. Work out the stuff. I was mystified. I'm mystified with a couple of people. Only this time I was going to be kind of getting strong. And I put him. And at the time, 2002 or 2003, you know, I felt like I was fucking person inside of me. You know, comparing the film to being a film. And it's just coming up to the truth. You know, I was being like, I'm going to fit you in with something, you know, and you're the other person that is. Although, hey, you're the one person that has it. I thought that was going to be the saddest. I wrote a short poem about it, and I said that one person was going to stay and the other person trying to see the light of day. But, you know, still I have no clue as the day of the generation. And so I December we would leave after the door for the other time. And I had surgery. I was pretty serious, right? I just walked through it. And, you know, I was recuperating at home. You know, I was alone, you know, I did. I mind you, as a child, I never had to be tired. No kids are, you know, tie or suit jacket. You know, I never had those cars as a child. You know, I never had the urge. for the rest of my life. I fought it for a long time, and finally after days, I said, oh, let me get this. You know, the original pattern. And I tried it out. But the original pattern, based on that original pattern. But little did I know that we have a set in motion when my life would be forever changed. It's like a boulder when it goes down the hill, there's nothing you can stop it. That's where it goes down. And I saw as a counselor, I explained everything that was going inside of me, that ghost going on. And after two counselors passed, it's open, and then I got busted. I was pretty shocked. become a person. People didn't pay attention to me. But I'm glad you had some time to talk to me. Now, I understand what you made me focus on now. So, well, that was a new experience for me. But ever since that time, I've met people trying to stand in the year. One major change that I did changed my some of my views in the biblical. You know, as I mentioned earlier, that Christian was over 40 years. So I thought, you know, God's lost person. What does he say about it? Well, for us, what does it say about it? Why, back in biblical days, I didn't come to the humans, I went to the humans. So it was similar. Then one time, humans were written apart. There's no purity of faith, within the faith. The man and I both seem to be healthy and partisan. Yeah. And then when I look at that in the letter, and it's more acceptable. So thank God for that.
Thank you.
know, that don't really hit me. That's gone.
Okay.